Hey, Miss Potts. If you find this recording, don't feel bad about this. Part of the journey is the end. Just for the record, being adrift in space with zero promise of rescue is more fun than it sounds. Food and water ran out 4 days ago. Oxygen will run out tomorrow morning. That'll be it. When I drift off, I will dream about you. It's always you. Unless, I don't know, Google, do you have any ideas?
Have you tried turning the ship off and then turning it back on?
Let Google do it.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program on Strangelabel.com.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Good friends.
Matt. Matt is here. Hello, Matt.
Hi, buddies.
Hello, friends of mine.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We have one hell of a program for you tonight. So much to discuss, guys. Later on, we're going to be talking to Canadian author Willie Handler. So we have that to look forward to. Matt, I sent out a Facebook post the other day. It was a joke.
Okay.
But people didn't take it as a joke, specifically Mandy from the Fernicast.
Did she get fired from work, Mike?
She dox you?
See, did either of you see the Michael Jackson documentary, the Leaving Neverland, was on the HBO?
I have not watched it, but I have heard plenty of the very, very graphic clips from the show.
Matt, it's all the people are talking about these days is the Finding or the Leaving. I keep saying Finding. Was that a Johnny Depp movie?
It was.
But that wasn't about raping kids.
It wasn't.
God, depressing as shit.
The Leaving Neverland is it's two guys, one of which was the NSYNC choreographer, and the other guy is just some guy. Detailing like their romantic year-long relationship with, man, I said romantic.
Yeah, that's really awful.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
honestly, the way they described it.
These guys talk about their relationship with him. Like that one guy is almost seems like he's sad that it's not happening anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he's the biggest star in the world, and he likes you. You know, that's what they kept. It was 4 hours, Travis. It was a rough watch.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it.
I wouldn't recommend it. I mean, like, I watched it, and I guess if you're interested in it, watch it. But, man, it's a rough watch. But what I can say is, guys, like, we knew all this. Didn't we know all of this?
So I've had this conversation with quite a few people, and I don't think that we did. I think that we had heard that there were allegations and that there were settlements and stuff like that. But like even these people, and that's what I think a lot of people have to kind of understand, is these two guys had even at one point said that he didn't do anything. Like they came out publicly and was like, yeah, you know what? These were false. What's his name back in like 2011 even was like, no, nothing happened between us.
But the choreographer guy, they played a clip of choreographer. That's not the way to pronounce that. He was on. They had a clip of him on the Today Show detailing the whole thing several years ago. I mean, we knew all of this. It's not new. It is the only way that we can get anything through to anybody to make a documentary about it. Like, is that the future? We just got to make documentaries and put them on Netflix.
Listen, I choose to see Michael Jackson as Macaulay Culkin and Corey Feldman see Michael Jackson.
He probably molested Macaulay Culkin too, right, Matt?
I mean, he's starting something.
So what happened was the Simpsons made a whole hubbub about how they were pulling the Michael Jackson episode of The Simpsons out of rotation from, I guess, FXX reruns. And this is like a huge story. It was everywhere that the Simpsons were pulling the Michael Jackson episode. Like, I mean,
did they originate that though, or did somebody look at their FXX on demand wanting to watch that episode and be like, "Hey, where the fuck did this Michael Jackson episode go?"
I don't know, but it caught on like wildfire. We were all talking about it. So I posted on Facebook that we were going to pull our Michael Jackson episode. It was a joke, and I guess nobody took it as a joke. Nobody gets.
Did you get blowback from that? I did see that. Did you get blowback from that?
My brand of unique humor, Travis. Now, Mandy said, "Oh my God, Mike, I'm obsessed with the Michael Jackson thing. You can't pull the Michael Jackson episode." And I said, "No, Mandy, it was a joke. There is no Michael Jackson episode." And then Matt, he's like, "Mike, don't lie to her. She's our friend. Tell her, just send the Michael Jackson episode to her, you know?" And I was like, "No, guys, there is no Michael. It was a joke. It was making fun of the
Travis.
Simpsons thing.
I don't know why you won't send it to Mandy."
That's the thing. I've heard it.
There is no Michael Jackson episode, though. So
I understand. So are the you audience gonna... needs to know that there's no Michael Jackson, but Mandy is our friend.
Right. So are you you're just going to put it in the vault like that Tears of a Clown, the Jerry Lewis movie, and you're only going to invite people over to listen to it at your home?
What we're
doing?
Here's the deal. Because there's an outcry for this fucking Michael Jackson episode that doesn't exist, and Matt insists on doing this thing, I've decided to just manufacture a clip from the Michael Jackson episode.
Yeah, so, just play a clip.
Matt, do you want to hear a clip from our Michael Jackson episode?
Quote unquote, our Michael Jackson. Yeah, okay.
No, this is the Michael Jackson episode. Right. So this is what you guys can't hear.
I'm a big fan of you, and I really kind of discovered you with that
Thriller video
that you did. I love that
video.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was unique, and I really liked the whole aspect of kind of, I guess, open about anxiety.
He
and
hung
depression.
Up, Matt. He's gone.
He left.
He left.
Cool.
See, Matt. So there you go. That's right. A clip from the Michael Jackson episode. You guys can't hear the rest of it.
Well, yeah, because he called back, and then it was a really good episode.
That was exciting. Now, I'm looking at the people who can listen to this, and I see Travis. I see
I'm
you.
On there.
Me, obviously. Dan Fernicus, which is weird. Like, I don't know why you won't give it to Mandy, but you even gave it to Jim Chadman.
The Michael Jackson episode.
Yeah, Jim's right there. I think he's listening to it right now. He's not listening to this episode live, but he's definitely listening to the Michael Jackson episode.
The least you could do is at least put it on our Patreon for our loyal subscribers.
Yeah.
But
why you're blocking Mandy, I don't understand.
The legacy, the Michael Jackson legacy. I guess, really, at this point, like the Michael Jacksons and the R. Kellys of the world, they're beyond their sell-by date. They're probably not bringing in what they used to bring in. And so it's fine to put them away, right?
I'd find that hard to believe that Michael Jackson, his estate's not still pulling in plenty of money.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, they'll probably both continue to, but not in a way that excuses their behavior. Not in a way that...
I mean, the big question that I've tossed around and I've asked people and people have asked me, but like, are you guys going to still listen to Michael Jackson?
Of course. Michael Jackson's music is great.
His music is great. I'm on the side that I think I'm putting that up on the shelf. I'm not going to listen anymore.
But I guess what I'm saying, Matt, is like we knew about this. We knew about it a long time ago.
All right. So I know I cut out a little bit ago, but I don't think that's almost fair to say, because there was a lot of that, and there was a lot of the settlements and stuff like that, and settling out of court. But, you know, I don't think to this degree. Like, it was, there were enough people around him kind of denying it, and even the accusers were denying it. And of course, this isn't like proven or anything. I mean, this is still their account against a dead person who can't defend himself. But it's pretty graphic and pretty detailed that you kind of think that there's got to be some truth to it, right?
You're talking about a dead person. Let's talk about an alive person. I knew R. Kelly peed on a 13-year-old girl 15 years ago. Sure. We've all made fun of it. There was a video of it.
Gone out of my way to listen to R. Kelly.
I don't remember listening to R. Kelly before R. Kelly was like a weirdo.
But right. what I'm talking about is not necessarily you. It's not a condemnation.
I understand.
Of you.
No,
I'm talking about the culture in general. Like, we're acting like the R. Kelly thing is new.
The thing that bothers me about these things, and yeah, sure, okay, bad guy, all right. Like, just like Cosby, right? They pulled all the Cosby reruns from every single channel that was running it in syndication. This Cosby Show is no longer able to be watched on anything, which pisses me off. It's a great show. Like, I can show my kids. It's very family friendly. They don't have to know who Bill Cosby is. We can just watch this show. And the fact of the matter is there were a lot of other people involved in that program that are being punished for what Bill Cosby did, right? So that's the same thing with the Michael Jackson or the R. Kelly thing. Is like, yeah, if we can figure out a way to make sure that they don't get any money. But there's a lot of people whose livelihoods depend on the fact that these guys' names are still making money.
Now, the pornography, the deep fakes. Have you heard of the deep fakes, Travis?
No.
Like, you can just put somebody else's face on somebody's face, make a pornography film with them.
Oh, cool.
The internet's getting crazy, Travis.
We're living in the future, guys.
You deep fake, like, you erase Bill Cosby from The Cosby Show. Because, like you said, The Cosby Show is great. It holds up. But a lot of people don't want to look at that guy anymore. They don't want to see his face.
Well, so like, you just, Kevin Hart's face on Bill Cosby's face.
Right. You just have somebody else record all the lines. We just make the remix to The Remix to Ignition. You know, like, somebody else just puts out covers of R. Kelly songs that are palatable for us to enjoy. And, I mean, he wrote them. I think he wrote them. So, I mean, he'll probably still get credit for it, I guess.
But even if he didn't, and with Michael Jackson, right? Like, are you really going to be able to listen to PYT and be like, all right, I'm in this. I'm enjoying this song.
Well, I think Travis said he would anyway, right?
I listened to Michael Jackson just in the last couple of days, and I love it.
I get that.
Man in the Mirror was on, and I'm like, yeah,
with
man.
With a different type of context to it. And, you know, like, I think there's kind of a difference of maybe, and I don't know if this is true, with film and music. I mean, music is such a personal thing, especially when somebody, like, really invests their time into creating it. That, like, don't you think that there's an element to that? There's an element of him, of his kind of monstrosity in there?
He might know of it.
You do as well.
But I don't, though, because I'm when I'm listening to a Michael Jackson song, I'm not thinking about all of the allegations and all of the detailed accounts of what he did to people when I listen to a Michael Jackson song. That's just like, I can watch, and I've never really been a fan, but I can watch a Woody Allen movie that's palatable and not think about what a fucking dirtbag he is. The same with, like, Roman Polanski, right? Rosemary's Baby is an amazing movie. I don't think, and I love Jeepers Creepers, and that guy that made Jeepers Creepers is a vile piece of shit, and I love that movie. I don't think about him when I'm watching the movie, you know what I mean?
And I mean, if you're thinking about, like, okay, well, when you throw on a Michael Jackson song or whatever, and his estate is making money off of it, and I understand that he's dead and he's not making money off of it, but I don't know, maybe I'm reaching too far here. I'm more along the lines of just playing the argument for argument's sake.
Well, and I totally respect anybody who decides I can't listen to this anymore, like this does gross things to me. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And on me, I don't feel like people should be like, hey, you can't watch that. Right. You can't listen to that. You can't enjoy that person's work anymore because of these things. It's like, no, I can enjoy what I want. Just like you have every right to say, no, I don't want to.
On the opposite end of it. Yeah, exactly. Like I was having this conversation with Rochelle and I was like, listen, I don't care if you listen to Michael Jackson. Like, I'm going to make the choice that I'm not going to. I don't care if you do. I'm not going to think any less of you if you do. But I think, like, that's something that you need to figure out for yourself. Are you okay doing it? If you are, great. If you're not, hey, you know what? Like, that's on you.
That's the problem.
You've got to figure that out.
And that's the problem with the society that we live in right now is, like, not everybody thinks like you. Not everybody, you know, holds that stance.
Oh, thanks, Travis.
I'm
blushing.
Matt's
a lot
woke.
Of people will say if you listen to or enjoy this, you're just as much of a monster as he was, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm mainly just kind of throwing it out there to see, like, all right, well, you know, this is how I feel about it, and I understand I'm listening to you. Look, we're having a dialogue.
I love having dialogue. I love having dialogues.
Guys, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here.
Hello.
Drunk, you gonna keep listening to Michael Jackson?
I mean, I wasn't necessarily the biggest fan of him before anything.
Was it the child rape?
Looking at the man in the mirror. He's
if the song comes on, I'm not gonna
change
turn it
his
off,
ways.
More Hoobastank guy.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I've been calling
is Hoobastank guy a bad guy?
No, I don't think he is.
No, Travis. Hoobastank is squeaky clean.
Squeaky clean.
Listen to all the goddamn Hoobastank you can, Matt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Just replace all Michael Jackson with Hoobastank.
Guys, speaking of cleaning up the culture with bleach, Travis.
Yikes.
In 2007, rapper Gorilla Zoe wrote
Who's
the
that?
Lines, I Who go that? hard like a rock. I pogo stick a bitch until she holla stop. So, Travis.
I go hard like a rock. I pogo stick a bitch until she holla stop.
Travis, the question that I have for you.
Oh boy.
Can you kids bop that shit?
Kids bop that shit! I knit scarves for a pup. I go to stitch and stitch until they warming up.
That's amazing. Just don't know how you do it. It's a fucking talent.
And they still haven't gotten a call from the kids bop people.
Yeah.
So, like in the video, I guess what we could do is we could just have like a bunch of dogs wearing shirts.
Can you imagine?
No, what
like
we need
somebody knitting little shirts.
Yeah,
for
that's
pups?
What we need. We need these puppies to be chilly,
guys.
And,
I'll
by
tell
the
you
end of the song.
I'll tell Snowing you there ain't a whole lot of things I love more than a dog wearing a shirt. You know what I'm saying? There's a old lady that walks her dog around here, and he's wearing like a big jacket, like a sleeveless, like a puffy jacket.
Mike, I don't know if you're fucking with us right
no,
now
Matt,
by saying that, but I love to put a shirt on my dog,
Matt,
and then just let him walk around.
Dogs wearing shirts.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things.
So you want more tweets with dogs wearing shirts?
Yeah. If y'all could just tag me in Instagram photos of dogs wearing shirts.
Yeah.
Matt, did you dress your dog up for Halloween this last year?
Of course. I think we do every year. I can't remember what it was.
The people in the chat over on strangelabel.com, we are live, by the way, guys. Find me some dogs wearing shirts. I want to see dogs wearing shirts in the chat. It's my favorite thing.
So I got kind of a skinny little dog, and he gets pretty chilly pretty easily.
Drunk, you have a dog?
Okay.
My dog's like 16.
He adopted him 6 months ago.
Anywho, so like 2 years ago, I tried putting a sweater on him. Well, I don't know how, but this asshole got chicken winged in there, and he could only use 3 of his legs. And it was a whole ordeal getting him out of there.
Did you have to cut him out?
Right, because he's whining at me to help him, and every time I try to help him, he's like trying to bite my hand off. So
he doesn't want your help. You're the asshole that put him in the shirt to begin with.
What is happening over there?
So, yeah, I haven't put him in a sweater since, unfortunately.
Now, Drunk, there's something going on with the other half of the show.
Okay.
What I said was, hey guys, like, can you take the lead on this scheduling 400 thing?
Right.
And I just said, you know, you guys take the lead on this and just let me know.
But I knew that wasn't going to work because you're too much of a micromanager, but.
Well, you know, just let me know what I need to do.
Uh-huh.
And so they made the schedule.
Right.
And like they started a little Matt and Travis conversation that I'm not in.
Right.
And they're doing it all without
a lot
me.
Of activity in that chat
and I don't know what's going on.
So
I need to be in the loop, drunk. Don't you need to be in the loop? We need to know what's going on.
Absolutely not.
We just gotta be the passengers.
Dude, you're the boss. Delegate the authority.
No,
you don't need Travis, to see the authority. You don't
I want
need
you
to
know, Travis and I had quite the back and forth getting the schedule up and running.
Were you guys talking about the Michael Jackson episode too?
I'm just going to let you know that we just were going back and forth.
Guys, there's lots
nonstop.
Of dogs wearing shirts, and I'm really excited about it.
A lot of work being done behind the scenes.
But no, yeah, I mean, just let them do their thing. Who cares?
So, guys, what's the date on it? Is it May 5th?
May 4th.
May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you. We're doing the 400th episode. It's going to be a 12-hour podcast-a-thon. We implore you all to tune in live to see how that goes. apparently, I'm not involved. They said that they're going to let me see it on the 3rd.
I was about to say, I'm sure they'll give you the rundown. I mean.
Well, you got to steer the ship.
You are the point man.
We'll provide the fuel for your ship, but we're not going to pour it in until it's time.
They're just going to like fax it to me. Be like,
hey,
this
Travis,
is what
I
you
just sent
to.
You an
and
update.
I mean, one day is kind of effed, but I mean, if they give you just a week, I mean, that's plenty, so.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'd say definitely we'll put that on there.
So if they give it to you by, like, say, April 28th or so, I mean.
We got that second confirmed time. Is that what you were looking at for that one?
Guys, I need to look at the schedule. I need to see it.
Yeah, you will.
Don't keep secrets from me. I'm Mike. Mike needs to know.
I sent you the template yesterday.
You sent me the empty template to show me what you guys are going to put stuff on, but I don't. Oh my God! Look at that dog. That dog's wearing the Frozen dress.
Yeah,
you know
you.
What? You know
too,
what?
Oh, that's adorable.
Too much of a micromanager, Mike.
You know, look at that dog. Tradition. He's wearing a button down shirt and tie with glasses. He thinks he's people, Travis.
I hate people. I hate.
We gotta get
bosses
that,
like
Matt,
you, Mike.
Make a note. We gotta get that dog.
We gotta get that dog. Yeah, we gotta schedule him.
All right, I'll put that in our chat.
I think it's a Shibu Inu or something. That why are they always putting fucking Shibu Inus in shirts?
They think they're people, Travis.
Probably because they're docile enough.
They're so fluffy.
So guys, if there's stuff that you want us to do in the 12-hour podcast-a-thon, send it to Travis and Matt because I have no input. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. I mean, we're doing a show a couple days before that. I guess I'll just pay attention to that one.
Yep.
Yeah, you focus on that one. And if there's anything scheduling-wise you want, please tweet us at WFOD Schedules 400.
You know, what's funny is I'd probably rather be in their little chat than the actual whole group chat.
Oh, no, honestly, it's a lot of business, buddy. it's really...
Yeah, we just don't have time for niceties in that chat.
We are not fucking around.
Guys,
get to the point and be done with it.
Guys,
yeah.
What we're going to do. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to regroup.
Okay.
Matt and Travis are going to show me the schedule so that I know what to tell people to look forward to.
On the 3rd, you're right, of May.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking to author Willie Handler. Go to williehandler.com to check out all his Willie Handler stuff.
You're ready for the opening question, I hope.
Yeah.
Guys, listen to me.
You said author, like Christopher Reeve says Luthor.
Do not ask Willie Handler if he's related
to
Chelsea.
Don't spoil
Handler.
It.
Don't do it.
Question.
Don't do it. It's a bad question. It's not. It's not funny. It's not good.
I think we're all curious.
He's not. Handler's a pretty common name. He's not related to Chelsea Handler. You're fools. You're fucking fools. Keep sending me. Oh my God! Look at that dog drunk. He's dressed up like Winnie the Pooh. That's amazing.
WFOG.
So you're not from around here.
I just need you to point me in the direction of some old ladies I can punch.
Now, back to good, wholesome, politically correct entertainment. Oops, wrong station.
If you want your Affliction shirts back, you gotta come get them. Strangelabel.com.
A brain. Very, very large. A brain. China has total respect for Donald Trump. And for Donald Trump's very large brain, a brain.
The phone is ringing.
And now, another wheelbarrow full of dicks phone scam with the king of pranks. Travis Holtz.
Hi, I was just calling about that $4 for $4 deal that you guys have going on.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me what's included in that?
You get your choice of either the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger or Crispy BLT Chicken Sandwich. It comes with an order of nuggets, fries, and a drink. And your nuggets, you have also a choice of either the spicy or the regular.
Are you able to swap out a small Frosty for the drink?
You sure are.
Oh, that's fantastic. And do you have Coke products or do you carry Pepsi products there? I'm sorry.
We have Coke products and we also have a freestyle machine so you can get like any flavor of Coke or any other flavors.
Oh, so I can put like vanilla in my Diet Coke?
Yep, we have Diet Coke vanilla. We have orange, lime, grape, strawberry.
That sounds really good. I thank you for your time.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you. You have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. She just got taken by another classic Frank King character.
Four. Hundreds. Almost here. It's just a matter of time. Once again.
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is a Canadian author whose latest novel...
I haven't heard anything yet.
There we go.
Hey, Willie, can you hear us? Willie? Can't hear us. Willie. So, guys, we'll explain the situation here. Willie is on Skype. He's got video on, and we can hear him, but he can't hear us. I don't...
Oh, what amazing timing.
I don't. So, like, the whole break.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Willie. Can you not hear us?
Mm-mm.
He can't hear us.
Yeah, we're hanging on, Willie.
Oh,
there it is.
You know what? It makes a big difference if you have your speakers on.
There we go. you got us now, Willie?
I do. Yes, I do.
They said that through the break they were just watching you. Watching.
Yeah, well, you know, and I was picking my nose or whatever.
Did you guys get video of Willie picking his nose? You guys capture that at all?
Yeah, we did get that picture.
Because that's probably what everybody's most interested in seeing.
So, Willie, you, I introduced you, I guess, already. You missed that part. But
because I wasn't really paying attention.
So you wrote a fiction novel. It's called The Road Ahead. It's on Amazon. It's a story about an insurance guy who they pegged to be a political candidate. Do I got the gist of it?
That's correct.
And you were an insurance guy for like 30 plus years. So is the protagonist you, kind of?
No, actually, I worked in government for 30 some odd years. I worked in different levels, but I worked a big chunk of that time for the provincial insurance regulator here in Ontario.
And you got the bug to write, or did you always tinker with it, or did this come about late in life? You just decided I'm an author now.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say I did not have that bug to write all my entire life, but late in life I decided I was going to take a stab at it, and the first novel was sort of, you know, a little bit drawn from your background. Going forward, I'm probably going to be much more take more risk in my writing.
So, venture outside your comfort zone. I think you have out that your next one's going to be something about occupying Mars.
Yeah, I haven't been on Mars, so I don't have that kind of experience. So I would say it's probably outside my comfort zone.
So,
well, hey, man, you should get to Mars. It's great.
How do you? Is it great, Travis?
Yeah, I loved it the last time I was up there.
Willie, the early in the book you were talking about driverless cars being the future and how people wouldn't need insurance anymore for that, but you would, wouldn't you?
I think you would probably. We're going to get into insurance, sure.
That was a question that I had early on. I was like, I was thinking about like, you know, if a robber is on your roof and falls through your roof, then the robber sues you because your roof was shitty.
Yeah. So what happens is people aren't going to be running into each other with the frequency they do now. And but there are going to be. What I would say is there could be technical failures with your robot car, and people could get hurt or killed. And so what ends up happening is it won't be the fault of the driver. And as you know, today's auto insurance is all fault-based pretty much. And so the blame will be on the manufacturer. So car insurance instead of being sort of a fault-based type of insurance product, where the negligent party pays, it will always be the manufacturer. So it'll be a product liability product.
I've thought about the driverless car thing a lot. I spend a lot of time driving, and I can't wait for it to happen. But I would assume that when we institute driverless cars and because there can't be a mix. You can't have driverless and drivered cars. Like the government at some point has to step in and say, you know what? No more drivers. It's all an infrastructure that we build, and you have to run off of it. So I think you're right. I think there will be no insurance, but instead it would be if there is an accident, which there will be. You can't not have accidents. It's going to happen. But it's going to be like a government program where, hey, you know what? This happened. You know, we'll take care of it in this, like, whatever funded branch or what, however it works out.
Well, do tubes like the bank.
I love it. The first you, Matt, you had me with the government steps in, because there's nothing more that I like than when the government steps into something to make it better.
So it, interesting, in my book, it talks, like early on in the book, it talks about the main character, Dix, he's in New York in a driverless car, and it talks about how Manhattan had recently banned driver-driven, you know, like operator-driven cars. And so I'm thinking the same way, that one day you won't be allowed to drive a car.
Yeah, I think there'll be tracks where if you want to be like a collector or whatever, you can purchase your vehicle, and there'll be places where you can go drive your car however you want to. But I think that there will be it's just going to be an infrastructure that's in there. And you know, nobody's ever going to be late, because like when you say you like it says it takes you 33 minutes to get from home to work, it's going to take you exactly 33 minutes to get from home to work. Like, there won't be any wiggle room. You can't speed to get there, because it's basically punched. It's a computer-driven whatever.
So you're telling me that I can't tell my wife I got stuck in traffic when I stop and have one with the boys, huh?
Right, right.
Your car is going to basically call you out on that one.
Yeah.
So when you write, when you put some time away each night to crank out a chapter or two, or do you...
I'm a morning writer.
Oh, yeah. First thing when you wake up in the morning?
I get up in the morning and I try and block off some time first thing in the morning. And I feel like I'm freshest then and most creative. And that works that works best for me.
I feel like in the mornings is when I wake up and I am trying to remember all the good stuff I thought of right before I fell asleep that I can't remember anymore. So
exactly. And then you're charged up with caffeine. It's a great mix.
Yeah. I feel like all my good ideas are right before I'm about to forget them all.
Willie, do you drink your coffee black? You seem like a black coffee kind.
Yeah. I drink espresso. Like hardcore.
My heart can't take that.
You know, it's like mainlining coffee.
Right.
Is it just super concentrated? Explain this. I'm not much of a coffee guy. I don't know the ins and outs.
Like, espresso is concentrated coffee. You go to Starbucks, right?
I don't want to confuse anybody here. I get it from McDonald's.
You go to Starbucks and you see those people getting their lattes. They're putting in espresso and then steamed milk. So that espresso is concentrated coffee.
But then they spread it out by making it into kind of like a dessert.
Yeah, exactly. And then you put whipped cream on it and caramel crunch. It's beautiful.
I'm more of a Dunkin' Willie, guy myself.
You like a Dunkin'?
Yeah.
He's up in Canada. I don't think they have Dunkin'. They have a Tim Hortons.
No, there's
everywhere.
No Dunkin'.
No, America runs off Dunkin', not Canada.
Yeah, America.
It's Tim Hortons up here.
So,
Willie, question for you, buddy. You're related to Chelsea Handler, right?
Jesus Christ, Matt.
Actually, no.
No. No. No.
Come on, Matt. Really? He really wanted to get that one in there, Willie. It was important to him.
I know.
Yeah. Congratulations, true. Matt.
Yeah, it went about as well as we thought it would, right, Matt?
Have you guys met her?
Chelsea
maybe
Handler?
You could introduce me.
No, no, I thought maybe you had.
No,
you son of a bitch.
So, Ontario, they just got that legal weed, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
No,
just a second. Let me get some out of my drawer.
drunk, perked up.
Well, they say everybody in Canada's high now. So
that's drunk, the topic up. Of the book I'm actually writing right now.
It's about the legal weed.
It is about a dairy farmer who's about to lose his farm and decides he's going to switch to growing weed.
Okay.
I mean, probably, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I mean,
in fact, when the book comes out, I'm thinking half the Ontario farmers will say, hey, that's a good idea. We should do that.
What type of research are you doing for this?
I visited recently a dairy farm.
Yeah.
And a cannabis farm.
Okay.
Okay. And I had a glass of milk at the dairy farm, and at the cannabis farm, I just looked around.
You didn't have a joint?
Yeah, they're actually not allowed to sell it there.
Willie, you didn't partake in the devil's lettuce?
Well, you know...
sell it to you, but they can gift it to you.
It's
right?
Actually it's legal here, and so it's very kind of it's not as cool as if it was illegal.
I see.
Right. You got to remember that.
I will.
It's Chelsea Handler.
Now, I was Chelsea curious.
Handler probably would have gone straight for the weed.
You think so? You think she's a pothead?
She's more of a booze girl.
And we're only speculating here, right?
Right.
She's probably not listening anyways, right?
I wouldn't be so sure.
Okay.
Willie, here's Chelsea Handler.
So the Mars book, it's called Loved Mars, Hated the Food. Is that the name of the book?
That's correct.
I love the title.
Well, it's about a chef, don't forget. So he's stranded on Mars, and so it's got to have a food theme to it.
And that one's coming out in August?
That's correct, yeah.
That's cool. And so it's williehandler.com. It's at Willie Handler on Twitter. Willie Handler, he's a good follow on Twitter, guys, so check him out. He's does hashtag games and stuff. So,
oh, cool. I like an interactive follow.
And on Saturdays, I host a hashtag game, Bad Word Saturday.
Explain Bad Word Saturday. Please.
It's kind of one of these writers on Twitter. They join in and I post a theme and they can post lines, make up lines, whatever they want, and there's no restriction on language. Mm. And there's all kinds of bad kind of stuff that people
So we post. Can use the word ass?
Whoa, yeah. Matt.
This sounds right up my alley.
Hey, Willie, one last question. How do you feel about dogs wearing shirts?
A dog wearing shirts?
Yeah, like when people put shirts on their dogs. You like it, right? It's fun.
You know, I probably don't have a personal opinion on dogs with shirts.
I mean, would you prefer a dog in a shirt or just a dog being a dog?
Well, you know, I just like dogs being dogs. Like, you know, that's
really it. You know, that's all you need.
It's kind of awkward, you know, especially if the shirt doesn't fit right.
Right.
See, like in the chat, Liquid Lozenge is in there. He posts a dog dressed up like a minion, and I'll tell you what, it's really cute.
My favorite is the Winnie the Pooh dog.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh dog.
God, my favorite.
But well, Willie
Bear, don't forget, well, he was a bear, but he had a bow tie.
Yeah. Willie just likes the fucking dogs being dogs.
Just dogs being dogs, man.
No, a bow tie I could live with. You know, right. The family dog has a bow tie for special occasions.
All right, so guys, tweet at Willie and
send him some dogs wearing shirts. We're going to convert him. I'm telling you.
Dogs
with shirts. You know, maybe I can be swayed.
Yeah. Send Willie some dogs wearing shirts. Liquid, all these ones that you're posting in the chat room, copy them all, send them all to Willie. Flood Willie's timeline with dogs wearing shirts. That's what we need right now.
500 pictures of dogs
we're going to get Willie back.
I'm going to be checking right now. My Twitter feed's probably filling up right now.
We're going to get Willie back on here, though, when we've converted him to the dog and shirts camp. So,
yeah. I would be happy to join you guys again.
Guys, at Willie Handler on Twitter, williehandler.com. Check out his book, The Road Ahead. It's a good read. The driverless cars, guys, and insurance. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not into it unless there's a Johnny Cab.
And definitely check out Willie's game on Saturdays. The hashtag, what is that again? The hashtag bad word?
The hashtag is Bad Word Sat.
Bad Word Sat.
Bad Word Sat.
Right. I'm going to play that game on Saturdays. You're
quite welcome. I can't remember what the theme is, but I'll be posting it at the end of the week.
Okay. Looking forward to it. Willie, thanks for hanging out with us for a bit.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. Thanks, Take Willie. Care, buddy. So, guys, first of all, I like Willie. Willie, nice guy.
I love Willie.
I do.
I love him. He's the best guest we've ever had.
When I'm watching you guys on the chat, let's see. Willie had his video on. We don't do video. Willie did video, and I noticed that Travis and Matt were talking. Willie wasn't talking, and I was like, "What are they saying to Willie? Because he's not responding." Are they berating Willie? Are they asking him that god-awful Chelsea Handler question that I was hoping he wouldn't ask?
You got to wait for the show to ask the Chelsea Handler question.
That's the most important question.
You don't do that off mic, Mike.
I would never. I'm a professional.
And so they message me and they say, we can hear him, but he can't hear us. And I just figured in the time it took us to do the break, you guys would figure it out.
Well, we were asking him for help with the schedule for the 12-hour marathon.
That's true.
Oh, God, you got Willie involved?
Sorry,
yeah, baby.
I ain't going to lie. I was kind of distracted that whole interview by his little picture over his right-hand shoulder trying to figure out.
Well, he's in Ontario. I think it was a...
It had to have been Toronto.
It's probably the Maple Leafs.
And it looked like early 90s, so I would assume it had something to do with Doug Gilmore.
Felix Potvin?
Perhaps.
Can we name any other? What was that Finnish guy?
Matt Sundin.
Yeah.
Mark Johnson.
So I really loved that Willie just stayed quiet the entire break, and immediately when we came back was like, "Can you guys hear me?"
Well, I was messaging him in the Skype, and he saw that.
The timing was just perfect.
Oh my God, Matt! Look at this dog on a treadmill dressed up like Superman.
Yeah.
Oh, dogs wearing shirts. I'm telling you, it's really great. Guys,
I really have to commend Liquid for pulling
Liquid
through.
Is sticking he to must, it.
He's got to have just like a folder full of shit that he's posting these so quick.
You know what he probably did? He probably did a Google image search, Travis.
The internet is not that hard.
For dogs wearing shirts.
I actually
think
that Liquid is the internet. I don't think he's a real human being.
I agree. Matt, you ever watch The Adventures of Gumball?
No, I don't think so. No.
Oh, it's my kids watch it, and they're actually there's an episode where they go to try to shut off the internet because the internet's being an asshole. Uh-huh. And it's just like some weirdo that lives in his mom's basement, and that's the internet. I feel like not that Liquid's a weirdo, but he's got all the information at his fingertips.
Travis, Liquid is a weirdo. You can say Liquid's a weirdo. He's fine.
Well, I mean, Liquid's a weirdo, but I mean, I guess not the mom's basement.
Most sincerest way.
Right, in the most sincerest way, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm unhealthily curious about Liquid. Like he's kind of mysterious, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I read what he just said in the chat like a robot. My son likes that show too,
right? Like
Gumball's great. You guys should all smoke weed and watch it.
Liquid emails me sometimes, but he always emails me through the Strange Label contact form. And he never uses a real email address.
Uh-huh.
Like, I know it's you, Liquid. Just send me an email. But he doesn't.
So Liquid uses emails like he's got just like a satchel of burner phones.
I don't even think that you should be upset by that because he's the only one using the Strange
right.
or even reaching out
but
to
see,
us.
But see, like everything with Liquid, there's like a level of secrecy to it. And you know I eat that shit up. I'm so curious about, like...
I don't think I've ever gotten a WFOD email.
What Liquid does.
Not one.
Like, what do you do all day, Liquid?
That could be a good bit for the show, Mike.
What's Liquid doing?
Gumball with his son?
What's Liquid do?
And then, like...
Kind of like, what does Chandler do?
See, Liquid...
Nobody knows.
He knows how to get in contact with me,
you know,
but like
do,
sometimes
get,
he
get
tweets
Liquid
things
in on the schedule for episode.
Oh, yeah, we should add him to the chat,
like with hashtag Strange Label, just to see if I'll find it.
Oh God, Uncle Hall uses the Strange Label email from time to time. Really?
Oh no.
Oh, that's not.
Maybe good. I've attributed everything to Liquid, and it wasn't all him.
It was all Uncle Hall this entire time.
Because I just assumed it was. Has it not been Liquid at all?
Just a little quick shout out.
Mind blown.
He's 17 today, guys.
Boo!
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Who's 17?
The Fruit Uncle Rippers Hall. Guy. The Fruit Rippers guy.
Fruit Rippers.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Did you guys hear about the Felicity Huffman and the Lori Loughlin being arrested for bribing people to get their kids into college.
What? I don't think
it just happened. It just happened today. There's like a nationwide sweep of these people bribing to cheat to get into these like Ivy League colleges. And Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky from Full House, and Felicity Huffman, I don't know, William H. Macy's wife, all got they got arrested.
Is Aunt Becky still hot?
Yeah, she still looks pretty good.
Good.
And so what, they were throwing their weight around to get their kids into good schools?
Yeah, instead of like making donations to the schools like most rich people do to try to hide the fact that they're bribing the school to admit their kids, they were actually like paying money to have the SATs and shit like be cheated so they could be admitted to these schools.
Oh, so they were trying to create the illusion that they got in on merit?
Yeah. But really, they're just a bunch of bums whose mom was on Full House.
But, huh. I mean, like, would anybody have blamed them for the first one? I mean, of course, you want the best for your kids. You have the means.
Right.
Get them in. Like.
I mean, you're probably cheating somebody who actually deserves to go to
haven't school. They been doing this, like, since the dawn of time? The rich people get their kids in college and.
But, yeah, but now Aunt Becky's involved.
So now it's interesting?
Yeah, now people are like, "Oh shit! Can you believe what these rich people did, guys?"
Is there a huge list of names? But there's only two that we know, so those are the two we're talking about.
Yeah, there's actually like 50 people involved in this thing, and the only people they've been talking about all day long is Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman.
I mean, like the people that were on that list of people that got jacked off, but the only guy we talk about is the Patriots guy.
Yeah, and can you imagine the sigh of relief from everybody underneath those two people?
Oh, man, there's somebody famous on the list. Thank God. Oh,
thank Christ. I'm going to be okay.
So, I mean, we've all heard George W. Bush speak. Do you really think he was smart enough to get into Yale? I mean.
No, well, but he cheated to get in the way that rich people should. Just like being rich.
They were in the Skulls. He was in the Skulls. His dad was in like that Skulls thing.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean.
Well, so then you're just like kind of like granted access because your dad was dead.
God, I hope a couple people sent Willie Handler some dogs wearing shirts.
People need to get on that Liquid if they haven't done it yet. Well, I mean, there's no time limit on sending Willie Handler dogs and shirts.
Right.
Right. I mean, once the podcast comes out,
right.
We got to get Willie Handler some dogs wearing shirts.
The WFOD bump, if you will.
And do this consistently for the next year because we want Willie to always be thinking about us.
Yeah, I want Rob to get out his tweet scheduler and I want him to schedule a tweet to Willie Handler every day with a dog wearing shirt for like a month. Just come on, Rob, help us out. We need to get Willie Handler in on some dogs wearing shirts. It's important. It's all we have. We don't have the means. To pay people to do it, we just need it done.
Drunk. He did not seem interested
in dogs wearing shirts.
No,
I mean,
you're like, not interested until they're in front of your face, and then you go down the rabbit hole, right?
Yeah,
guys. I mean, that was good enough, right? That's a show.
So before we get into the picks of the week, I just want...
Oh, you have a thing?
...to prove how the picks of the week works.
Oh, a testament to the picks of the week.
A couple weeks ago, somebody recommended the Big Mouth on picks of the week. Went home, watched it. I swear to God, that might be the funniest show I've ever seen.
Who did that?
So good.
Who recommended that?
Somebody did.
I possibly could have because I love the Big Mouth. I don't recall.
I've been told I should, but...
So it must be Travis, and thank you, Travis. You are the best.
Did you get to the second season yet?
I'm 10 episodes deep on season one, so...
Yeah, if you think the first season is raunchy and like out of control, when you get to the second season, they really double down.
Good. I love it. I fucking love it.
You guys are going to let me see that schedule, right?
Yeah, on the 3rd of May.
Make your little Outlook calendar. Put that on there. May 3rd, I'll see the schedule.
You know, I've already put like 13 breaks together, guys.
Good. No, we're going to need them.
Yeah, we're definitely going to need them.
I'm telling you right now.
And if it's a 12-hour show, you guys should probably only schedule like 11 hours in case, you know, we go over and whatnot.
Oh, schedule some extra stuff just in case?
No, schedule under because we might go over. You know how we get.
I don't know. By 2 o'clock in the morning, I might be done.
Oh my God. So I realized that like I'm 3-3.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
That'll be even better for you, right?
That's deep into the next day. Like 2 o'clock is like, you know, old school bar time, right? Like you say, stay hang out in the bar. 3 o'clock is.
I kind of wish I would have said 1-1 for you guys so that, but 3-3 is going to fucking suck.
I think it'll be pretty great, Matt.
But hey, with the amount of stuff that we have packed into that schedule that we're working on, I mean, it's going
to
fly.
Guys, I need to see that schedule. I need to see what's coming up so that I can get ready for it.
Yeah, I mean, get ready, right? Put your seatbelt on. It's going
to
be great.
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on, yeah. Butts and nuts. Get them satcheled in.
Oh, my God. Look at those bulldogs wearing top hats, Matt. Matt, do you have what you'd say is a pick of the week, something you want the people to know about?
You know, I thought that I did, and I can't remember what it was.
Didn't you say the other week that you were watching that Russian Doll show?
I have been watching that. We started American Gods.
I don't get
Gods
it. I just
season.
Don't get it.
What do you not
the
get?
The Russian Doll?
The Russian Doll show. I just
It took me 3 episodes. I think I said before I've been rewatching The Sopranos, so I tear through them and like I give it a week between starting the next season. So after season 3 was done, I'm like, I can't just go into season 4.
Yeah.
Take a week off. And that's the week that I spent watching The Russian Doll.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm done now. It took me two episodes, and I was like, man, I don't know.
Hello?
He's been doing so good lately.
Oh, Travis. That's funny.
Am I gone?
There you go.
No, you're back, Travis.
Oh, I must have sat too far
back. I thought it was me, because I dipped out earlier.
Yeah, I must have sat too far back. But yeah, it took till episode 3 before I was like, hey, this is actually kind of good. The first two were kind of rough, but...
I actually, like, right off the bat liked it, but there's just so many shows on. Like, it's really tough to... it's tough to stay...
So many shows. I mean, it's the golden age of television.
Guys, I have a pick of the week this week.
Hey!
Mike does!
I went and saw the Captain Marvel. My wife did not like the Captain Marvel, and I thought it was pretty fine.
It was just fine.
It was all right. If you like Marvel movies, you'll probably watch this Marvel movie and say, this is all right. It was pretty all right. Who hated it, Matt?
Dave Harvey from Harvey's Headlines.
He hated
formally.
Not
a fan.
I can see why people would be mad. First of all, Matt, I'll say the music selections in the film really on the nose. Like whoever put out the music for that probably took about 10 seconds to think about it. And they're like, oh, it's a movie set in the 90s. She's a female superhero. Let's get Indigo Garbage, Girls. No Doubt, Republica. PJ Harvey, like every female led band you could think of is
Jewel. Did they have some Jewel?
Courtney Love.
Oh yeah, Hole was in it, of course.
Oh boy,
how could you forget Hole? I mean, like it was very on the nose. Like there was a fight scene in the film to "Just a Girl" by No Doubt, and it's like, wow, you really ventured far on this to come up with this. It was a little on the nose. There was a couple of cringeworthy parts, Matt, that, you know, is rah-rah
parts,
female-y woo-woo shit, burn our bras. But the movie was good. It was fine. So, I mean, if you're afraid that you're going to roll your eyes too hard at it, you won't. It'll be fine. Just go see.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely gonna go see it. I'll probably go see it this weekend. I've had a pretty busy past couple of weeks, so I think this weekend is my relaxing weekend, and I'm going to go see that for sure.
They asked in the chat if it's better than Thor 2. Yes, it is better than Thor 2.
Thor 2 is literally the only shitty Marvel movie.
I'm telling you right now, Dave Harvey made the stance and said that it is worse, the worst Marvel movie of all time.
No, it's not.
Bullshit.
I'm just telling you.
I mean, it's low on the list.
It's probably like right around the first Ant-Man, right?
You know what? Upon further viewings of the first Ant-Man, the first Ant-Man's fucking great.
I actually like that one a lot. It's fun.
Ant-Man is fun. I'm not saying that. But you forget these movies, right? Like that we had this discussion about like Doctor Strange, right?
Doctor Strange is great.
Yeah, but you forgot that. You saw it in the theater. You're like, oh, fuck, Doctor Strange is really good. You forgot about Doctor Strange. You're like, yeah, Doctor Strange was fine. And then you rewatch it and you're like, oh, shit, Doctor Strange is fucking awesome.
Yeah, the first Captain America was fine to watch once, but I wouldn't watch it multiple times.
Hugo Weaving is great, man.
The Edward Norton Hulk was eh. It was
okay.
Yeah,
but I feel like that was before they knew what they were doing.
Thor 2 was kind of crappy. Honestly, Thor 1, I mean, it's fine, but it's probably low on my list. Guys, I'll say it again. I don't love Black Panther. Black Panther's good. I like the villain in Black Panther, but the stuff with the rhinos and shit is kind of like...
Are we all doing our rankings here?
But yeah, Captain Marvel's fine.
Veruca Salt was who.
All the rest of them are
I like Veruca Salt.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And Captain Marvel is among the pretty good ones, I would say.
All right, Travis, would you have what they call a pick of the week?
Well, Travis wants to do his Marvel ranking too.
No, I'm
go ahead, Travis.
I don't need to.
That could be some
Patreon
stuff.
Well, my worst Marvel movie is, like I said before, is Thor 2. I think down there is Iron Man 2. I think it had its moments, like Sam Rockwell was great, but Iron Man 2 is pretty low. And I guess I'd agree with you. I like Captain America, but upon further viewings, it's kind of boring. So it could probably be down there. I mean, even the shittiest Marvel movie is still pretty good.
Well,
except for Thor 2.
I mean, Thor 2 is garbage.
I think I've tried to watch Thor 2 like 3 times. I don't know if I've actually ever sat through the whole movie.
It might as well be called Loki and the fucking Ice Pirates or whatever the fuck they were. Yeah. Frost Giants. This is just shitty. It's so terrible.
Matt, early in the film, Captain Marvel crashes into a Blockbuster Video and she walks out into the street.
Yeah.
And she is standing there with the backdrop of a record store with Smashing Pumpkins' "Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness" posters in the window.
Spoiler alert, Mike. Jesus, I haven't seen it yet.
Travis, it was my favorite part of the movie.
Because of the pumpkins?
Just because it was like, hey, look!
That's a band I like.
Hey, look! There it is. They're talking about stuff I like. You know what I'm saying, Travis?
Yeah, I get it.
Has everybody done their drunk to the pick of the week?
Drunk's pick of the week is my holidays this weekend, St. Patrick's Day. So I'll be good and drunk from Friday night to Sunday night.
Drunk, I drank a Shamrock Shake today.
Yeah, was it delicious?
It was pretty good. You ever had one? It's vanilla-y with a little mint.
I'm not the biggest mint ice cream fan.
It's like cream to mint. It's like a grasshopper.
It's good. I liked it. It was fine. I mean, like, I don't know if I'd order a whole bunch of them, but, you know, if somebody handed me one and said, hey, drink this, I would. It was fine. Easy breezy, guys. I can get along with a lot of things, but I'll tell you what I really like is dogs wearing shirts.
I do like the dogs wearing shirts.
Matt, pick of the week?
He already did it.
Matt, you do your pick?
It was the week, Matt? It was Black Russian and what was the other one?
He had a pick of the week, but then he didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I'm
He didn't
sorry,
remember
guys.
What it was? It's okay, no. guys.
Mine I'm is sorry. HBO's Crashing.
Oh, I want to watch that.
season finale was last night. Is it Sunday night?
Finale?
It is series finale.
Yeah, it's over.
Pete Holmes had taken to Twitter and Facebook to say, it's a bummer, guys. Didn't get picked up for a fourth season.
That's crazy. That show was really good.
It's so good, and there were so many famous like comedians and shit going through that show all the time. The only saving grace, and he had actually said that, he's like, it'll actually work pretty well as a series finale. It really does kind of tie the whole
Oh, no. Guys, I think what he was trying to say is that it's going to tie it all together. Right? You know what I'm saying, Matt?
Yeah.
Guys, I hope this doesn't happen on 400. We're going to have to figure all this out. We were doing better.
We got this.
We were doing better.
What's happened?
Travis, what's going on with you, buddy?
I'm not even showing that I'm... Are you guys fucking with me?
We're not, Travis. But you got to show me that schedule. You know what I'm saying? I got to see it.
I don't know we have to show you.
I mean, we have to.
Guys, we're going to do it again next week. We appreciate all of you turning out and showing us dogs wearing shirts. Be sure to send us some. I'll tell you what. I will never not give a sweet, sweet fave to a dog wearing a shirt. You know what I mean, Drunk?
Guns out for them.
Yeah. want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. Phone number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balzania, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you. And goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.